Some people might be really into coins, or stamps, or old records. For Dr. Bruce Hodges, it's all things having to do with medicine.
These are old x-ray machines and ultrasound machines. Here are various medicine bags, just for interest. This one is made from a skunk, 1848. They're all kind of unusual. My favorites are the earmuff type hearing devices down there to collect the...
Dr. Hodges has been collecting medical memorabilia for some time.
Oh, I started this 35, 40 years ago when I had a few artifacts that were somehow or other picked up. I don't even remember. And I put them in the waiting room, and people began to say they liked it, and I began to add to it. And first thing you know, I had a pretty large collection.
So how large is your collection?
We have over 5,000 artifacts now.
Dr. Hodges is 80 years old. He graduated from KU Med School in the 60s and has been practicing in the region ever since. His focus is primary care, but he moved into geriatric medicine as his patients got older. Initially, his family thought his collection was just an expensive hobby.
And then, first thing you know, it had such a collection that it began to have meaning.
Hodges says about 10 years ago, he and his family reached a turning point. He'd been displaying some items around town, but his collection had gotten really big. Too big. So they had a choice. Sell everything or go all out.
This is a new museum which is being developed, Medicine's Hall of Fame and Museum in Shawnee, Kansas.
Hodges and his family have put everything, their life savings, into vamping up this collection. They've spent the last several months preparing to open up this museum. Hodges says it's been a dream of his for over a decade.
It was just a matter of finding the right moment, the right building, the right timing in our lives, and this seemed to be it.
What is this space? What did it used to be? It's got some kind of old, like, 70s feel, a lot of wooded paneling, like it might have been, you know, an old lodge restaurant.
Actually, this was an old motorcycle showroom, a Harley-Davidson, and this actually was the showroom for the motorcycles, and back the next section was the parts department, and then there was the workshop behind that.
The whole place is loosely organized through medical themes that Hodges has parsed out by region and time. There's a Native American section that features things like a healing drum used by a secret society of the Chippewa tribe in the late 1800s. There's an entire display just focused on smallpox,
which was still very deadly, even in the United States in the 60s, when we had 60 and 70,000 cases of it, and 80% of those people died. But when immunizations came along and people got vaccinated or they got shots for typhoid fever, we began to wipe those diseases out. And smallpox is a perfect example of how diseases can be eradicated, not just in the United States, but from the face of the earth.
Turn on the light.
Let's start in here.
Hodges takes me to a separate room where he has two of his most valued items, iron lungs.
This is like a chamber. And it's about 2 feet, 2.5 feet in diameter. It's about 6.5 feet long.
The antiquated respirators helped keep paralyzed polio patients alive and breathing in the 1950s. This iron lung is a soft yellow color. There's a mannequin in it.
The pressure would build up by this machine. And as the pressure increased inside of the tube, it would press on the chest and force you to breathe out, exhale. Then it would create a vacuum and lift the chest. And it did that 18 times a minute. The average life expectancy in here was 9 years.
9 years. Mm-hmm. So do you remember seeing people in these when you went to the hospital?
Yes. When I was a teenager, I was hospitalized at General Hospital in Kansas City. And they had many of these units, a whole ward full of them.
Hodges says polio vaccines, which he used to administer, have mostly gotten rid of the disease. And it's artifacts like this iron lung that he says bring to life medicine's past and significant developments. There's one other part of the museum that Hodges says brings all these themes together.
Another room. Oh, there's another room.
You can see we're still developing. This is going to be what we call a Hall of Fame.
This space will entirely be devoted to people who've contributed to medicine over the years. People like Ignaz Semmelweis, who proved the importance of washing hands in the 1850s.
Hand washing is the one thing in medicine that prevents disease more than anything else. The one thing. Dr. Semmelweis initiated a policy in the hospital that all the doctors had to wash their hands before they went in to deliver a baby. They almost kicked him out of the hospital. But when the doctors were made to wash their hands, the death rate also dropped from 33% to 3% on the doctor's ward.
Also featured is Christian Barnard, who did the first heart transplant. And then there's Sir Alexander Fleming, who invented penicillin. Hodges said without him, he wouldn't be here today. As a kid, Hodges came down with what would have been a fatal illness. But luckily for him, he says he was one of the first patients to gain access to penicillin. Hodges hopes the importance of these and other developments will resonate with people who visit his museum, and that they may come to appreciate the history of medicine as much as he does. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.